The following podcast is presented by the Super Network and Pop4D. It's the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a weekly show where your hosts go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a film to do a commentary slash watch along for. We are the number one Tubi related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian.
And they are
Super Marcy.
What is this?
The terrible Australian Bee Jermaine.
I got my bottle of red wine and my vacuum cleaner and I'm ready to go.
And Professor Batch.
That's a Christmas Carol though.
This podcast contains coarse language.
This movie looks like it was
This escalated quickly.
Adult themes.
You gotta press some buttons if you really wanna get that phone going.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. If you want to watch the film along with listening to the podcast, you can find it streaming or perhaps on physical media and just start the film when we say go. And then pause anytime Tubi gives an ad and then press play once it's over to continue. For more information, please check supermarcy.com and you can show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork and get exclusive video versions of this show weekly. Now onto your feature presentation.
G'day everyone, this is Bee Jermaine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to episode 72 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And with me, as always, are my two lovely co-hosts. First up, the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello Marcy, how are you?
Hey, hey, good to be here and good to be with all you boys today. Very excited for today's episode.
Indeed, indeed, I am as well, and it's my first time for the show using my new laptop. The show, so hopefully there'll be no lagging or dragging or me sounding like a robot throughout this episode. I mean, so we'll see.
For the Patreons, you already look better, so
oh, that is true. It's a better camera too, so I look at least in high definition compared to last time. Yeah. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I'll leave up to the viewers. But however, though, we're also joined by our Canadian portion of this podcast, and that of course is the one, the only, Professor Batch. Hello Batch, how are you?
Good day. Oh, glad to be here. Hyped to be here. Last week was, sorry about my absence last week, but me and Baby Craven, we were partying pretty hard for Canada Day.
Indeed, indeed. Like, I mean, you could tell us about all the shenanigans you and Baby Craven got up to on Canada Day, but you might, but from what I understand, that what happens on Canada Day stays in on Canada Day.
You know it, man! It was great. I was so high because I'm just a little baby, but Batch was smoking me up, and then my dad was smoking me up, and Louis Lasser was not around, so it was a good time.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. But Batch, this is your week, your episode.
Yes.
However, though, even though it is your episode, you brought us a very special guest for this one.
Mm. Oh, y'all done fucked up now. There's two of us here. It's time for the adventures of Captain Obvious and Mr. Sarcastic up in this bitch. Joining us this week, my brother from another mother and my Avenging Tales co-host from Pop4D, James Simpson.
Avengers Assemble.
Yeah, bitches.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I've given my pick to James this week.
Aren't you a sweetheart?
Indeed, indeed.
I appreciate
indeed.
That.
So, Jake, since this is your very first time on the 2B Tuesdays podcast, which film did you pick as Batch's pick for this week?
Well, since I've been informed on the rule that we don't start a series, we start in the middle of the series.
Yes, so we're gonna we do here.
Yes, that's right. So we're going to start, we're going to go Trancers 2, The Return of Jack Death.
Yeah, baby.
Awesome. I'm very unfamiliar with trances in general, so I'm very excited to not have any idea what's going on.
So it's more full moon, more Tim Thompson up in this bitch.
Yes, and we indeed. All know our listeners love full moon because our full moon episodes get a lot of listeners. So always a good choice.
note to the listeners. If you want us to do Evil Bong, let us know. Because I've been pitching for a while, they keep saying no.
I don't want to do that movie.
Maybe not Evil Bong, maybe Evil Bong 2 or something like that. Or 3,
we'll
or 4, or 5,
we'll
or 6.
We'll start at 666.
Yeah, Evil Bong 666. Yes. Is it Evil Bong versus the Ginger Dead Man or something? Does that exist?
I think he's part of the cinematic universe.
Okay.
We do have our second annual episode coming up, which we're in the process of trying to figure out what movie we're going to be doing for that episode. So maybe Evil Bong versus Ginger Dead Man may be a contender as a possible film for that episode. But you'll have to stay tuned to find out, folks. But in the meantime, though, we're going to be watching Trances 2, The Return of Jack Depp. And I'm excited because I only literally watched the first film for the first time yesterday, so I have some kind of context about what's going to happen in this movie.
and I don't.
But for all of our but for all of our listeners out there, what you need to do is go to Tubi, look up the film Trances 2, The Return of Jack Depp, which I believe is playing on Tubi everywhere across the world, so it's easy to find. I will play the film from the very start, and I'll count us down from 5, and then when I say go, that's when you play the movie. However, though, Tubi does tend to play ads on occasion, so whenever an ad does pop up, we'll shout out ad, and that way you pause the film. If you're watching the film on Tubi or on DVD or Blu-ray or streaming elsewhere, and then once the ad's finished, we'll let you know, and then we'll also give timestamps, so that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure, though, even if you're not interested in watching the film, the episode itself will still be a fun listen to regardless. So let's get right to it. Marcy, Batch, James, are you ready to be entranced by Trances 2, The Return of Jack Depp?
No.
Alrighty, let's do this. I'll count us down from 5, and when I say go, we play the movie in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're off with Full Moon Pictures.
Okay, James, fill us in on Trances 1.
Okay, so cop from the future whose mind is sent down to the past to inhabit the body of his ancestor in order to take down the person in charge of the trancers.
And what are trancers?
They are basically like weak-minded people that can be hypnotized and turned into savage zombies.
So
Republicans.
I was actually going to say bead, but...
Oh. Damn it, Marcy.
Helen Hunt.
It's Helen Hunt.
Second. Like,
yes. Crazy. But she was in the first film as well.
Yeah.
Oh, was she really?
Yes, she was, yeah.
Yeah, she was the female lead in the first film, and she was 22 when she starred in the first one. And I think around this time, based on what I read, Jeffrey Combs.
Oh, boy! It wouldn't be a full moon. Wouldn't be a full moon movie without Jeffrey Combs.
That's right.
Exactly.
See, when I met him, we held hands. I'm just saying that is true. Bede was there. He witnessed that.
I witnessed that.
Arlo Fleur.
And Barbara Crampton.
There's going to be a lot of characters come back from the first one in this.
So it is like an actual sort of continuation then.
It is very much so.
Richard Lynch.
And Richard Lynch.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
We've got a few returning people in this movie that we've seen on this show before.
This movie is the Expendables of Tubi cinematic universe.
But how does it link back to Without Warning?
I don't know. I was on that episode.
Beats gonna have to come.
I guess we'll get. I'll come up with something, but I'll need a bit more watching of this movie first before I can figure out exactly what that connection is.
Now, for the patrons, I got to figure out, why is my bookcase suddenly evil?
I don't know.
it's glowing red. Which book on here is cursed?
All of them.
That would be the Necronomicon, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Or it might be your Toxie figure.
It might be Toxie.
Yeah.
Do you have Modern Flash up there?
No, there's no Ezra Miller on there, so I'm safe.
Perfect.
It's little Helen Hunt and Tim Thomason, who's not little in this movie compared to Dalton.
Tim Thomason looks like he's a hard Canadian 70.
Oh.
Well,
30, hard Canadian 35 at least.
Yeah.
I do like that car.
Now, he's also like a hard-boiled detective, like a Sam Spade type of thing,
too. The first movie was very film noir.
Oh, okay.
I was kind of getting confused because, like, when I watched the first one for the first time, it's like his character of Jack Depp in this film and also Dollman are kind of very similar, except the only difference is they got different size guns and Dollman wears sunglasses at night.
That's because the sun shines on Dollman 24/7.
Well, that is true.
I think, and one is this big, and the other one is this big.
Yes. Well, we do love Dollman.
See, why haven't Jack? Why haven't Dollman and Jack Def teamed up for a movie? That would be my version of the multiverse of madness.
They don't have the budget to make that work.
No.
Yeah. So they could do that after Transfer 6 since Tim Thomerson's no longer in the movies.
Reboot.
Art LaFleur. Who's one of those that guy actors who appeared in everything in the 80s and 90s?
Yeah.
And Family Matters, Selma Hopkins.
Yes.
Yes.
In the coolest outfit ever.
Marcy, how many patrons for that outfit?
Look, if someone gets me the outfit, I'll just wear it. So I'm not mean like Bede, who says we need like a billion subscribers for him to wear an outfit.
Well, we do, Marcy.
Well, you gotta wear his suit.
I will wear that suit, because that's a cool suit.
It's multicolored.
I'll wear that suit for free on this show.
We're going to hold you to that now.
What were you going to say, James?
I was going to say, for those interested, that the Tubi also has the making of Transfers 2, which is those old Video Zone from the Full Moon VHS tapes.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, actually, Tubi has a few of the Full Moon like making of things, I think, on there. Jeez, what happened to Tommy Lee Jones?
I was going to say, what happened to Tommy Lee?
Even better. Bede's gone.
It broke me, Marcy.
I was going to say, isn't that Tommy Lee Jones after Under Siege? Or
oh, geez.
Why did I take a drink right then? I didn't spit it out. I literally thought he told her to jack off. That's not what he said.
No.
He's a fan of Jack's.
I'm obsessed with those shoulder pads on his suit.
Those shoulder pads are like way bigger than him. It's almost like passing his head. They're like up here.
I think we need to bring back massive shoulder pads.
Yes.
Mm. Looks like, what was it, Big Boss from the Cops cartoon?
Oh, God.
Speaking of which, we need to do commentary for Pop 4D. I have the episodes.
Fighting crime in a future time.
McNulty!
It's a little McNulty from The Wire.
That's his ancestor.
Yes.
Yes.
That's where you pick up the sequel. That's where it crosses over with The Wire, so he has to go into McNulty's body.
That makes sense, actually. That actually makes perfect sense. I want that car. It's very nice. Also want that mansion.
I just want Helen Hunt.
That's a lot of patrons.
B, how do you polish poles?
Well, what you need to do is you get a cloth, you grab a pole, and you sort of polish the top of it over and over again, and then you got to polish down the side of it like that. But you got to make sure you got the top of the head of it too, because you know that's the sensitive part. So you got to keep doing that very gently to keep doing that, and then eventually it becomes very shiny and clean.
Hmm.
Now, what about the bottom? You have to polish the bottom barrels too.
Yeah, got to polish the bottom of it as well, because sometimes, little trophies and that, they have like those things at the bottom, so you got to clean them too, and you got to massage it so it's all nice and clean and shiny.
Do you put your mouth on it at all? Oh, Wild Secret!
Wild Secret ad! Yes!
We're at 7:40.
So do you like guys who know how to handle their bats? Well, we have the products for you at Wild Secrets.
Do you like Tim Thomerson? Get a Tim Thomerson fleshlight.
It's a white, and you can tell it's the Tim Thomason flashlight because it's got a little white wig on top of it.
Yes.
And it will jack you to death.
And we are 7:52. God, we're getting ads like straight off the bat with this one.
I'm scared that we got an ad that soon in this movie.
I mean, last week, and that movie was a VHS rip for some reason, we didn't get an ad till maybe 20 minutes in.
Well, at least it's not American Tubi where we're going to get like 6 ads in a row.
We just get the wild secrets. It knows what the people want.
Yes.
So is this movie set in the past?
The present. But the stuff with Art LaFleur, that's in the future.
Future? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's trances in the past?
Yeah.
Yes?
The guy in the guy that was making the trancers in the first movie came back in time. That's why. That's why Jack Death followed.
Okay.
And he didn't have serum to send himself back, so he stayed.
He's stuck. Okay.
So back there looked like Patrick Warburton.
What the
Stan fuck? Lee? Oh wait, that's not him.
What the fuck is this dude?
God, Stanley.
What is he doing?
Not Stanley.
I am here to mow your lawn.
Excelsior!
That's Asylum Stanley.
For real.
That's Land C.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was banging Jack Kirby's wife?
Oh, that's Cack Jerby.
Look at that old computer.
Look at that nerd on a computer.
Hey, that's Helen Hunt. You leave her alone.
Wait,
Jesus, sexy nerd. I don't know how to deal with this.
Beats brains will not compute. Sexy nerd can't exist.
Can't.
Rotary computer.
Can't compute.
Oh my god, she looks so young.
Mind you, Helen Hunt, like I said before, like when the first film came out in 85, she was 22. So when this one came out, she was 28. But there's like, they're a couple, but there's like a 20 year age gap between the both of them.
Yeah.
For real. So this was before Mad About You?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, way before. Yeah.
And just before the Flash is the writers of this movie went on to do the Flash, and that's why they brought Tim Thomerson on.
Yeah, because Tim Thomerson played Barry Allen's brother in the pilot.
Mm.
Conveniently named Jay.
I believe from what I did I see that The Flash was on American Tubi a while ago, or did I imagine that?
I don't know, but I feel like we kind of need to watch it.
I think we kind of do too.
Excelsior!
I was going to say, if not just for the Trickster episodes.
Yes.
Yes. Hello, I'm Patrick Warburton.
No, that's Flatrick Warburton. What the hell?
It's a trancer.
That's a bad week.
Yeah. Where'd these guys come from?
Where'd that guy come from?
Where did everyone come from?
Are they gonna?
I love that. I love that Jack Depp just rode up in a golf cart just to shoot the bad guys. That was amazing.
Okay, all I can say, guys, the LA wars are getting fucking real right now.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
They're never ending.
Oh, is this, yeah.
Someone this who is, clearly shouldn't be riding a bike.
It's McNulty.
Oh, yeah, that's right. In the first film, Marcy, McNulty, when he went back in time to, like, give Jack information, he was in the body of a little girl.
Oh.
And it's her, it's the same actress.
Just grown up right. Now.
Yes.
Okay.
I find it really cool that I think this film came out just before Helen Hunt made it big, you know, like it started in big Hollywood movies. And when they actually asked her if you wanted to come back for trances free, she actually wanted to, even though she was making big Hollywood movies at the time. So,
so clearly, because
I think she definitely owes on
then.
Yeah, I think also she kind of the first film kind of helped break her out as well. So I think she just owed a lot to Charles Band for her career.
So respect to Helen Hunt then.
Exactly.
Yeah, she came back to give the character closure.
Yeah.
I salute that.
And then they took Jack to the path to medieval times.
So basically the third film is the Army of Darkness of this franchise.
Which is not on Tubi for some reason. 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6 are, but not Transformers 3.
Weird.
And he's not even in 6.
That is weird. That is weird.
Oh, the watch, yeah. This is his long minute. Or long second, sir.
See, I feel kind of ripped off that they did not do, like, Jack Death teaming up with Dollman. You only have to pay the one actor. That saves you a bunch of money.
See, there was like a movie. I mean, it's not to say Full Moon hasn't done crossovers before. I mean, even Dollman went up against demonic toys.
Which makes sense because he's the size of a toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why couldn't Dollman go up against trances? It would have been hilarious.
It would have been so perfect, actually. What the fuck?
Jack Death versus Baby Oopsie.
I'm down.
Robin oh, Duvall. That's on him.
No, that's Rabbit. He's in a lot of the Full Moon movies, including the Evil Bong. Almost every Evil Bong movie that character's in.
Wow. Oh, nice. So, is it the same character? I mean, it's obviously the same actor, but is it the same character?
It's the same character. His name's Rabbit.
Wow. The Full Moon cinematic universe.
It's almost as epic as our 2B cinematic universe.
Indeed.
Almost. It's not there.
Oh,
Jeffrey hi. Jeffrey Combs.
Oh, hi, creepy Tony Stark.
I thought he was not Doctor Strange.
No, that's Dr. Mordred.
Yeah,
not Doctor Strange.
Now he's technically Doctor Strange.
Yes.
He now, didn't have to go team.
Now, even though Dr. Borgia was our fourth episode of this show, I need to clarify something I've learned since that episode. Because I think I did state on that episode that based on the information I read, Dr. Borgia was originally meant to be a Doctor Strange film.
Yes.
Like an early... Yep. But I found out recently while watching a video that was not actually the case.
Oh.
It was actually meant to be an original film that kind of got caught up in, like, because I think Charles Band wanted to make a Doctor Strange movie or a Marvel film, but it never happened. So he just ended up creating his own superhero, which of course was Dr. Mordred. But Jack Kirby was actually the one who came up with the design of Dr. Mordred.
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if anyone wants to hear the whole story of that, look up Good Bad Flicks, their exploring episode on Dr. Mordred. That's actually a good episode. So check that one after this episode.
If you feel like it.
We should reach out to that guy and see, get him on the show. I'm sure he would enjoy.
Yes.
As Richard Lynch.
Richard Lynch be creepy? Why does Richard Lynch have to be creepy in everything ever?
Because that's what they just, like, typecast him as.
Yeah. Zoom into my creepy face.
Like, you look creepy, so we'll make you creepy in everything.
Richard Lynch is American Malcolm McDowell.
Yes.
I'm incredibly angry, yet I'm optimistic at the same time.
Richard Lynch.
How we miss thee.
Yes. I think also, like, I think a lot of people, like, his backstory is also interesting. I don't know if you guys know of it. I think you knew of his backstory, Martin.
Yeah, I think we actually talked about it on one of our very early episodes, which I mentioned last week, The Forbidden Dance. Mm.
Yes, because in real life...
Party time.
Oh, it's gold vodka. Yeah, boy.
But it's not gold. It's just clear. I'm disappointed by that.
No, it's gold standard.
But it should be gold.
He needs to start rocking the Goldschlager, right, James?
That's right.
It would look like wee-wee.
Oh, that reminds me, we need to get some of that for the wedding.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, James is my best man, by the way.
Hell yeah. I mean, I'm sad nice. It's not me, but I'm in a different country, so there's nothing we can do there.
We're going to be streaming the wedding.
I Don't know. Worry. We'll be there. We'll be there. I'm counting down.
I demand to be the best. I demand to be the ring bearer.
You're the best bee.
I thought I was your best man, Badge. What the fuck is this bullshit?
Raven.
You're allowed to come to the wedding, but you got to behave yourself and put some pants on.
Mm-hmm.
I agreed to put pants on, therefore I am the best man.
Yes.
Yes. Very excited.
They should have cast Reggie Bannister as this guy.
He looks like him, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's the full moon Reggie Bannister.
He is.
One thing you will find about Rabbit as we watch more full moons with him movies with him in it, he loves his booze and he loves weed.
So he's like a host on the 2B Tuesdays podcast.
Pretty much.
Exactly. Exactly.
Bede, you were going to tell us the backstory of Richard Lynch.
Well, pretty much, like, if you've noticed, like, he's sort of odd-looking, at least his face is, and there's a reason for that, because I believe it was either the late 60s or early 70s.
I think it was, he was 67.
Yeah, 67. He got really high on LSD one day, and he legit put petrol over himself and set himself on fire.
Oh, shit.
LSD is...
And so basically, he was burnt really badly and had many operations to, you know, heal his, like, burnt skin. So hence, like, if you look at his, like, face, body and all that, it's very obviously that he was a burn victim, like, decades before.
And I think he... did some anti-drug stuff on a documentary but he was a really, like, smart dude. Like, I think he spoke, like, 5 languages. I think he was a Marine.
Yeah.
Like...
Did he just roof here?
Yep.
Yes.
Well, God damn it.
I think she roofied her.
Yeah. No, we saw her put the things in the drink.
Oh, okay. Mm. I missed that part.
Mm. We'll be too busy talking about Craven. I mean, I think Craven was talking.
Right.
He is a distraction.
Why
He's
is he
terrible.
In a jumpsuit?
We're sorry, General Zod. We lost him.
It's General Zod and Tim Curry.
Oh.
I have no idea what's going on.
James knows what's going on. Okay, so why is she important to the plot, James?
Because she is actually Jack Death's wife, who he thought was dead.
Oh.
Bum, bum, well, bum.
Her. Yeah.
So is she evil?
No.
Don't recall. I don't think so.
Well, why is Jack Death wearing a suit 5 sizes too big?
That's how Jack Death rolls.
Yes. And he raided David Byrne's wardrobe.
What the fuck?
It's a door.
Jack Death's been shopping at Fashionable Male.
The fuck is he wearing? I'm okay.
Bede, how many patrons for that outfit?
I have half a hat, Hap Ashby's outfit. Oh, that's obviously another free subscriber.
And how much for Jack Death's outfit?
Oh, that's only just one subscriber.
I'm going to hit someone up to be our next subscriber, so you have to wear that.
I will wear it.
I'm sure if you go thrift shopping, you'll find the outfit.
Yes.
I want Jack Death to wear the wig from Ninja Terminator.
Oh, yes. He needs to wear that wig.
I want to see Tim Thomas in the wig slick back.
Yes. Yes. Now, James, if you haven't seen Ninja Terminator, make it your mission in life to watch Ninja Terminator.
It is on my list.
Excellent.
I showed him the YouTube preview from the episode when we recorded Avenging Tales. Awesome.
Which was basically just me and Bede laughing way too much. Anytime that guy showed up. Now I'm thinking about it.
The bit with the watermelon?
Yeah. Fruit Ninja crabs. Before it was cool.
See, we should remake Ninja Terminator and cast Tim Thomason as the camouflage ninja.
Wild Secrets. Yes.
Oh, another Winkers and Wild Secrets head.
Dude, did you just find out that your long dead wife is actually alive? Well, we have the products for you to please her.
We're at 2354. So lay back, enjoy the ride, embrace the butterflies. As the thrill intensifies, take a breath. Peak your reach, reach your peak. Skip a beat. Feel the release.
At Wild this is just rap lyrics.
It kind of is weird. It's
and we're back at 2357.
Use code Full Moon for 15% off Puppet Master dildos.
This should be
just be wearing the blade one.
Just don't get drill head.
No.
Oh, that would not be pretty. Or the leech woman.
Or do. Oh,
ew.
I'm not judging.
Or do it, you know.
What can I do, Spring and Jax?
That's what I appreciate about you, Mr. Death.
The safe word is Raiders.
Well, there's a link to the Double Trouble.
Yes. I'm just sad he's not wearing a Raiders sweater crop top.
They're having damn downs at the Dick's Jaw Sausages party there, Zara Jax.
What is going on? I'm not going to question anything. I'm going to go with it.
Set of Letterkenny. Oh, look at this dude's mullet.
Look at just this dude.
Look at this fucking nerd. He's got his shirt tucked in.
Is that Iron Mike Sharp?
It could be Iron Mike Sharp. It's the same forklift.
Oh, no. I knew it. He was really a trancer.
You know, Jack's down, you know Jack's serious when he's got his hair slicked back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's got the 1 minute. Is it 1 foot?
Long second.
The long second.
Long second, yes.
Ah. So he slows down time.
Yeah, for 10 seconds. But by 10 seconds, they really mean a minute.
They really mean like half the movie. Yeah, we get it. It's cool.
It's like Troll 2 logic, Marzi.
Mm. Or this is his bionic slow motion.
Except he's not going, no, 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 no.
This is like the slow motion out of Kindergarten Ninja. Everyone's just like going, whoa, in slow motion.
I kind of
just shut the fuck out of that guy.
I kind of wish he had the doll man gun.
Yeah, he needs the doll man gun.
That gun was a character in itself.
Nobody makes fun of my slick back hair.
Are you having trouble performing in the bedroom? Can I interest you in the long second watch?
From Wild Secrets.
Yes.
I'd buy that for a dollar. It's environmentalist.
Hey, ladies, you want to buy it?
Want one.
Environmentalist, yes. That really Robin really does look like Tim Curry from Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's freaking me out.
I don't want to look because that's all I can see.
the funny thing is she's an ex-Bond girl.
Is she really?
She is. I can't remember which movie.
I need to look
this up. I'm going to find this out. Me too. I'm looking this up right now, Marcy.
To the internet!
To the internet! Trances 2. Let me see.
Oh, she was in, Marcy, she was in Russia with Love and Thunderball.
Oh!
Interesting.
Oh, it's worse. She's a Connery Bond girl.
Oh my god. So she's
been slapped around then.
She was Sister Hyde in Dr. Jekyll and Sister Hyde, which is a great film. Yep. Amazing.
No way.
Amazing.
Wow.
Okay, she's my favorite in this whole movie. I will definitely not struggle to look at her. But I don't know why they made her look like Tim Curry.
It was a choice.
It was
a choice. Over here.
What's this weird Christmas?
Over here.
I'm sorry.
Does that make that one guy Rocky then, if that's Tim Curry?
Yes.
Yes. She's quivering in anticipation.
Let's do the time.
Oh, she's got a long. She's got a long second too.
Okay, everybody, just walk really slow, or at least pretend like you're in slow motion.
That's what I said. They're doing the time warp again.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, technically true. It now she was Sister Hyde. So, is she making a ship or a something, or what is she doing?
That's the thing that was the thing that was supposed to come back in time, but something fucked up and only the door showed up.
Ah. Okay, I still don't know what's going on, but it looked like a weird Christmas tree because it had tinsel on it.
Yeah.
How did she fall
over? I fell over.
White girls be tripping.
Okay, fellas, now it's a step to the right.
Oh, man, you need to wear that outfit. Nice red sweater, really puffy pants. Yeah.
I'm just really confused about Helen Hunt. She's a nerd, but she's so attractive.
She's
I don't know how I feel about
nerd,
this.
Bede. Still a fucking nerd.
She's gone from a fucking nerd to I want to fuck that nerd.
Oh!
No! See, I'm confused. I don't know how to compute any of this.
I mean,
you know who should be because we always like to remake stuff on this show. You know who should be Jack Death in the Tubi reboot?
Ooh, who should it be?
Bob Odenkirk.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bede got so excited.
I like this idea. I really like it.
Thing.
But who could play Helen Hunt?
Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt.
You know what? They should do a gender swap. Helen Hunt is the new Jack Death.
She's Jacqueline. There we go. Death.
Jacqueline. Yeah. Jackie Death. Mm. Jackie Death.
That was six, right, James?
That was Transfer 6. Yeah, when they sent him back into the body of his daughter.
Oh.
Shit's got really busted at the Asteroid Lodge.
Yep.
I was wondering remember why the fuck movie. He's doing that.
Remember the first movie, Bede? Dry hairs for squids.
Oh.
Exactly. That is true.
Well, I have to say, I think James understood the memo for what we do at the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. This is a perfect Tubi Tuesdays movie.
I like it when Helen Hunt kisses Tim Thomason. It's like she's kissing her great-granddad.
Ew.
Wait till the wife shows up.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Then it's his great-granddad.
Oh, jeez. Wait, why is she in a wheelchair?
Why you gotta be so creepy, Rabbit?
It turns him on. Women in wheelchairs.
Oh, Bede.
It's what he's thinking. It's not what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but I thought you meant the rabbit turned him on.
I think everything turns him on.
You sat down in a chair, that turns me on.
What the hell is a greeny weenie, and do I want to know?
It's a hippie, Marcy. It's a hippie.
God, he's saying lines from a Shania Twain song. Like, that don't impress me much. Oh, you're Brad Pitt? Whatever.
He probably thinks he's Brad Pitt.
Well, he's not. But Brad Pitt probably auditioned for this role.
He probably did.
Clint Howard was too good for this role.
Clearly. Yeah.
Clint Howard, even though he looks like 60 years old, was too young for this role.
Seeing Clint Howard as like a teen, like he was, I think he was a teenager in
Rock and Roll High School.
No, I'm talking about before that. I'm trying to remember my Dunesploitation viewing. I think it was Eat My Dust because it had starred Ron Howard. So of course he puts his brother in it. Like I think he was probably maybe 16 or something, but he still looked 50.
Poor Clint Howard has aged badly.
He
definitely
sure.
doesn't look like a teenager in The Wraith, that's for sure.
This is evil, Dr. Mordred.
Oh, well, they're working with Richard Lynch.
So yes.
I think we need to do that that Clint Howard Ice Cream Man movie or whatever it was.
I think we're going to have to at some point.
Mm. At least put it up for a poll.
Mm.
Well, not only do we have to do our second anniversary show, which we all have to put movies in and then draw out of a hat, which is going to be the winner. It actually is the next Patreon poll pick batch is your pick, so you might have to put that on there.
I got some ideas.
That's right. It is batch's Patreon poll picks next. But also, yes, we will have our second anniversary show. Which I don't know. Determining the movie is somewhat complicated, but we'll get.
Yeah, that's not the TV.
Is that the TV award show, or is that a different one?
No.
Oh no, that's a different one. This one is more like, since we're trying to figure out exactly what we're going to do for the film, I figured, and talking shop here on this episode, so people know the behind the scenes of this show.
Yeah.
Basically, the whole idea is like myself, Marcy, and Batch. We're going to pick four random movies. Put them in a hat. Then we're going to pick one from each pile. So one from Marcy's, one from mine, and one from Batch's. Then we're going to put those three into a hat, and one of those three is going to be the movie we're going to do for the second anniversary show. If that makes any sense whatsoever.
Or we randomly pick one from each of us and put it to a poll vote.
Well, that too, but I kind of like the idea of letting fate decide what we're going to watch.
That's true.
And if Bede gets picked, then we're going to pick a different movie.
Exactly.
Oh.
Well, I've already submitted what my four options are for my pick, so.
I determined to pick four movies that would make fun hate watches.
I would laugh if all three movies were the same.
We all pick.
That would be amazing.
Evil Bong 666.
How did we all pick Puppet Master 3?
It's just all different evil Bong movies.
Yes.
Knowing our luck, yes. It would be.
Actually, I should really rig the. I should rig the poll and just do four different evil Bong movies with my poll picks.
You could okay.
That's
that.
That's a crazy move.
Does he know that's his wife?
I think he just knows it's a trooper.
Oh, okay. So he doesn't actually know who it is yet. Okay. Wait. He could untie her.
It's not taking her out of like the stretcher. It's like, fuck it. I'll just throw you in the whole fit.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Throw you
stretcher
over the
that.
Car.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That reminds me when Big Show swung Rey Mysterio and Mysterio's trapped to a board like that.
Absolutely. Why do I remember that?
He's a maniac, maniac. Oh, wait, sorry, wrong song.
I mean, you can't play.
Well, Marcy, I think I figured out the connection from this film to our last film without warning.
The alien was really a prancer.
No, no, no. What? Since basically this girl's been at that sort of mental asylum, been held captive there, what if Martin Landau's PTSD-induced former veteran was at that asylum first and then got out and then met the alien?
Maybe. Maybe.
So I'm thinking, like, he was at that asylum first and then he was let out and then years. So, yeah, I'm assuming, yeah, he went to that that hospital prior.
They crossed paths.
Yes.
We haven't done that joke in a while for the patrons yet.
Oh, wait, hold on. Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Pass over to James.
Drink, drink, drink.
He's drink, drink, drink.
Pass it to you, James. It's got to be all polite. Right. There you go. It's for the patrons.
And speaking of Richard Lynch, I saw a movie for June's exploitation we definitely have to do for this show at some point called Savage Dawn, where he plays a creepy pervy minister, and it's a sight to behold.
Wow. I mean, look, I am going to have to make us all watch Possessed by the Night at some point.
Yes.
That movie's changed my life, can't lie. I mean, thankfully, fair movie, so that's good.
I like how most of the action of this movie just takes a place around this mansion.
Yep. They're using they have it for the week, they're using every room in that house.
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised if this is actually Charles Band's house.
You know what? It probably is.
A nubile 20-year-old, and you're a nubile 70-year-old man.
I don't know if he's nubile, but sure.
I also think it's funny because basically Tim Thomason, yeah, he went back in time and is now in the body of an ancestor. But the thing is, though, we only see a quick glimpse of what his ancestor looks like.
Yeah.
We only see him as Tim Thomason throughout this. These two films.
Mm. Yeah, his ancestor gets like totally hosed in this deal. He gets the wrong end of it.
So probably his ancestor is probably age appropriate for Helen Hunt and this girl here. But he's got the soul of a 100-year-old man. I'm a dull man.
I'm really three.
You're too big for me. I only like men like 10 inches tall.
Yeah. I'm a 3-inch tall man. I don't know what's going on, but that's normal for me. You failed in picking a Tubi movie if I actually understand the plot. Uh-oh, what's Helen going to think?
Oh no.
Let's have a freeway.
The child.
Oh, Jack, she's mad about you now.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, that was a good scissor me, James.
That was worth a scissor.
Scissor me, daddy ass.
Have you, Tim Thomason? I'm going to go marry Paul Reiser now.
Well, so she should.
Greatest line ever said on AEW television. Really scissor me, daddy ass.
Scissor me, daddy ass. Wow, she's really pissed off. Oh. He's not a bigamist. He just believes in polyamory.
Bigamy doesn't count when you're in someone's. Bigamy doesn't count when you're in somebody else's body.
Mm. Yeah, Helen, stop being such a prude.
Give it the time.
Just be cool.
Well, I mean, if Helen Hunt wants to get married to someone, I'm more than willing and available. I bet what?
I thought you were sexually confused about her bead.
What the fuck is a Mexican divorce?
I think it's when
you sign the divorce papers and you get a free taco afterwards on Taco Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Well, it is Taco Tuesday.
Yes, Taco Tubi Tuesdays.
Let's see people rip that off.
I like how this is a big sci-fi film that involves time travel, body swapping, zombies, but yet we're talking about like a divorce in the middle of this movie.
And she don't want him making out with teenagers.
I mean, I may be 14 years old, but that's beside the point.
That's why Jack Death is the man. He's got two bitches.
Mm. Yes. Wild Secrets. Oh. Again.
Oh, there we go. So, do you like making out with two young nubile women who are about half your age? Well, we have the products for you.
It's called Get Some Viagra right here in Wild Secrets. 42, 47.
I have a feeling Tim Thomason is the type of man who doesn't need Viagra.
I mean, it's Tim Thomason. He just has to look at himself in the mirror. So we're just getting short ads, and they're all for Wild Secrets. Back at 42.49.
Not that we're fighting.
No.
Use code FULLMOON for 15% off such species handcuffs.
Yes.
Wild Secrets, hit us up for sponsorship already.
I'm gonna see just how many. I'm gonna just tally how many Full Moon references I make during these ads.
I was wondering when you're gonna bring Radu into this.
Oh, you know he's gonna mention
the original Hello Fresh. Oh, Hello Fresh orders arrived.
Damn it, we have to cook.
What is Taco Tuesday?
Yep, they're getting Taco Tuesday. How did he drop that? What? Why are they pissed off? What?
He was an ex-alcoholic.
Oh.
Yeah, he's buying booze.
In the first one.
Well, that's not the delivery boy's problem.
Oh, wait a minute. There's alcohol around. Wait a minute.
Yeah, because he's important. He's important to the timeline, so that's why he can't be killed.
Mm. Yes.
He's the ancestor of the last of the High Council back in the future.
Okay, I'll be back because my phone's ringing. Continue, please. And I think I know what's coming, so I'm glad my phone's ringing.
Uh-oh. Marcy's leaving. The show's going to get weird.
It's going to get weird happens every time. Now. Yes.
So, boys, it's me, Louis Lassa. So, while Mozzie's gone, let me hit you guys up for a very important business opportunity. We're taking shares in KTEL Records. Are you guys in? I'll cut you in for 15%.
Okay, Louis Lassa, I am totally in.
James, are you in?
I am in.
Okay. Oh, boy. You guys saved my ass. This Craven asshole, he's fucking running up the budget to this album he's recorded.
I can bet, like, Craven's album, Lewis, is basically like the new Chinese Democracy by Guns N' Roses. He spent billions and millions and millions of dollars on it, and it's taken, like, 10 years to record.
It's got everything. It's got love songs. It's got hip-hop. It's got death metal. It's got classical. The guy's all over the place.
You'll have to send us, like, a demo of one of the songs later. Well, I'm his wife, too.
Ladies, like, if the internet has taught me anything, we can come to an agreement here.
Ladies, you can both have sex with me.
This is really about sex with each other, right?
Yes. This is really is a relationship drama at the middle of this movie. Tim Thomason got paid a lot of money for that line.
Bet you that line.
Now, Louis was here. Louise, are you here anywhere?
Did somebody say Louise Lasser? Hello,
yes,
everybody.
Louise. How's you haven't been on the episode yet. So, Louise, what do you think of this big hunk of man, Tim Thomerson?
Oh, that Tim Thomerson, he is such a hunky man. Look at that silver fox look. I know he's at least 140 years old, but I would still ride him like he were a vacuum cleaner because he is so gorgeous. And I know he's having women troubles between Helen Hunt and that other girl, but all he has to do is get with me and I'll be at least four women at the same time. Because depending on what day I am, I'm like at least three, four different personalities.
Now, do you have a problem with him having two wives?
Well, first of all, you know, he doesn't need two wives, all right? First of all, he needs only one woman who is the combined age of both these girls, which is me, and also, since he's a big alcoholic, all he has to do is sip wine out of my cleavage every night. That's all he needs to do, this Tim Thomerson, because he is such a hunky man. Look at him.
Now, would you prefer a Jack Death or a Dull Man?
Oh, you know what? What's
your question?
First of all, Dull Man does have his perks. Let's just say that. He can go inside places that no other person could ever go inside a woman. Because he's like that, what is it, that termite guy in The Boys, except he doesn't, he won't sneeze and explode inside you.
I hope not.
So basically, Dull Man can do whatever he wants on the inside, while Jack Death can do whatever he wants with me on the outside. So while I'm drinking my red wine.
So you want both at the same time. You want a little Eiffel Tower action with the two of them.
Exactly, because, I mean, if Tim Thomerson could take Helen Hunt and this other girl at the same time, you know, Dull Man and Jack Death can have me at the same time. You know, I am a woman of culture, and, you know, as long as they both like me when I'm talking on the rotary phone and fingering it, then it's all good with me. Because I am a woman, a modern-day woman, all right? Oops, excuse me.
Thank you, Louise.
Yes, though. So, anyway, though, I'm going to go back to my wine cellar and finger my rotary phone because, you know, I need to ring up some HelloFresh and get some fried chicken. So I'll talk to you later and just be thinking about that hunky boy, Tim Thomerson. I mean, he's no craven, but he's still a very, very, very hunky man. Actually, you know what? I'll dream about him, Jack Death, Dull Man, and Craven at the same time. So anyways, I'll see you all later. Bye.
Hey, guys, I'm back. What's been going on since I've been gone? Because I've been ducking for a sec.
You're never around when Louise Lasser shows up.
Yeah, I mean, I saw her on the way out when I was coming in, and I just figured, like, why is it that I'm never here when she's here? It's just weird. Yeah.
It's just weird.
It happens all the time. Tony Stark is never around when Iron Man's around. It doesn't mean that Tony Stark is Iron Man.
No.
Exactly.
So I'm pretty sure everybody knows.
Damn it, there's no two women in my bed.
And everybody knows that I am not Batch and Batch is not me. We're two completely different people. I have no gray hair in my goatee while this guy's fucking old.
Exactly. And you're not kick-ass either.
No, I'm much more kick-ass than you are.
I'll toss in another idea for the reboot of Jack Death.
Okay, what's it? Shoot.
Idris Elba.
I do like Idris Elba. I can say that.
I just want to hear him say, I just want to hear him say Alice.
Oi, Alice.
Alice, where the fuck is Alice?
Marcy, I'm not going to tell you what happened while you were gone.
No, we're not going to tell Marcy.
A lot has happened since you left, so I'm going to leave it up to you to when you listen
I'm
to this
filling
episode.
In the blank. Suddenly, he's become the top batter for the Angels.
He's trying out for Tom Hanks' role in The League of Their Own.
The series.
He's Rick Wildberry Vaughn.
Damn, that Charlie Sheen has gone for a rough trot.
Jeez, who's underpants
poor
is
people.
He sniffing?
So he's playing his character from Savage Dawn again.
Ew. Not that I
he got those underpants from Wild Secrets.
They're Louise Lass's edible undies.
Oh.
Yeah, did somebody say Louise Lass? No.
You were just here, Louise.
I know, but I wasn't here when Marcy was here. So, anyways, hello there, Marcy. How are you?
Hello, Louise.
It's time for you and I. It's time for you and me to have some girl talk and talk about that sexy Richard Lynch.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Look at that man. He's flowing blonde hair. He may be creepy looking, but he's the right type of creepy that you could order from Wild Secrets.
He is, and he's
growing. You're into that, though.
He's growing some good weed, as I can see. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
I mean, look at him. He likes to grow his own weed. Mm. He likes to throw it at evil Tony Stark. Mm. And, you know, and he likes to have Tim Curry as one of his hench people. So, you know, he's a very good-looking man who basically is the real-life equivalent of a rotary phone.
Mm. You can dial him up.
You can stick him. Indeed, I can just stick my finger in any of the holes. And dial him up, and he'll just turn me on every single time. But anyways, though, I need to get back to my wine cellar and start thinking about Tim Thomason, Dollman, Jack Depp, and Craven all over again. So I'll see you all later. Bye.
Louise is starting to develop a little bit of an Australian accent, I think.
She clearly hangs around Bean too much.
Oh, I'm just saying she hangs around us too much, I was going to say.
I think so. She's acclimating.
Mm.
Yes.
Man, those LA wars have really taken a toll.
Oh, man, this is deep, deep, deep in the LA wars.
Oh, yeah, this is like post-LA wars, like everything that is happening since then.
Mm. Really is.
I mean, yeah, Rhythm is a trend. Sorry.
That community center is gone. That community center is gone now.
Mm.
I know.
Damn it.
I mean, when you have dancers that go on to become hench people in Ninja Terminator, I think it's probably a good reason to close the place down.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't quite work out for them.
Mm.
What are they doing? Are they gathering homeless people for some reason?
They're giving jobs to the homeless people. See, we got to look out for these trancers. And these left-wing pinko trancers, they're wearing masks, well, they're getting vaccinated.
First of all, trances ain't real. They're just people pretending they're from the future who came back in time to tell us to take a vaccine for a virus that doesn't exist.
See, I have to disagree with you. I have an alternative point of view. I'm still an asshole, but I believe that vaccines are bad, but trancers are real.
And first of all, one of them looks like he's been on a sailboat and just grabbing a pipe and looking like this dude.
I mean, how many subscribers for that outfit, Bede?
Oh, that's at least maybe 50 cents.
I was going to ask subscriber. How many subscribers for the hairdo?
Oh, that's for free, that hairdo. It could go in my wig collection.
You get a truck ride. You get a truck ride and a hot dog. That's a deal.
Look at
that dude's hair.
Look at that wig.
That's a wig.
It is.
Get out of here, homeless Conan.
Homeless Conan.
By Crom.
That wig from Ninja Turbo is getting around a lot in Phase 2.
It is.
It is like the Nick Fury of this phase.
It's gathering. I still want to see
Jack Death with that wig on.
Yes.
There's still time.
We got to Photoshop that. Was that Kenan Thompson?
Sandler.
Yes.
I was going to say, I thought that was Adam Sandler in the background.
I mean, it is.
No, it's Adrian Brody.
Oh, God. Well, he's got the nose.
It's Adrian Brody, you're trying out for a new role? What role?
It's just him every day.
I heard there was hot dogs here.
What the fuck?
What happened to the other five guys in the van?
She's got no aim, but she shot that guy and that guy and those guys.
That guy. That guy.
She aims like Rob Van Dam.
She does.
There they are.
Hey, I'm going to keep asking Rob Van Dam to come on this show.
Have you done that yet?
I've posted several times I want him to be a guest, and he's liked my tweet, so he's aware of it.
See, this is why, like, just tell him that...
You got to slide up in his do-mems and tell him that you like his CBD products and you want him on the show.
Yeah, I'll be like, you can just, like, pimp out your products while we watch one of your movies.
Exactly.
Has this guy gone back on the alcohol?
Yeah, getting the game. He's getting all the homeless gang back together for a game of baseball.
Wow. I mean, this isn't really Field of Dreams, though. So
I was about to make a Field of Dreams joke.
That is such a good movie.
Too good for this show.
Oh yeah, that's To Be Fair.
Yeah, it's a total To Be Fair. To be fair.
To be fair.
So next time me and Bede hang out in person, we are going to watch some Letterkenny.
Yeah.
Yes. Which might be this weekend, so let's we shall see.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
What the fuck is he doing? Come on, guys,
play some ball with me.
Baseball montage.
This is the... the full moon equivalent of LL.
That dude's hair.
He's partying like we were last weekend. Me and Baby Craven were.
He definitely wants to celebrate Canada. Oh, Wild Secrets.
Oh! So, do you like to give alcohol out to all your hobo friends? Well, we got the products for you here at Wild Secrets.
We are at 5802. I'm glad we've got these really just quick ads. It's all Wild Secrets. They know what we want.
See, I love American Tubi. I love Canadian Tubi. But I love Australian Tubi a little bit more, mainly because they barely give us ads, or at least one or two ads per
section. And we get Wild Secrets. And we're back 5803.
That is true.
Use code Full Moon for 10% off Bad Channels merch.
How is this movie rated R?
A lot of guys just get blown away.
Yes. But it's interesting, though, because the first one, at least when I watched it yesterday, it was PG-13.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, Alice, stop worrying about it.
I mean,
you can't worry about that now, Alice.
Alice?
It works.
Oi, Alice. Hello, Alice.
She's got to go down the
road. Alice? Who the fuck is Alice?
Alice?
Alice? Alice? Who the fuck is Alice?
No, you know who needs to be Jack Death? You need to know how to be who needs to be Jack Death. Harrison Ford.
Sir, I'm Harrison Ford.
I think you made Nick.
Why am I here?
Traitors.
No. Gary Busey is Jack Depp.
He's already the gingerbread man. That is a movie we need to do on this show. The Gary Busey one.
Mm-hmm.
The first gingerbread man.
I've only seen a few minutes of it, and that's all I'm going to say.
At some point, when we do another theme month, maybe we might have to do a Gary Busey month.
I mean,
and just pick, like, the weirdest Gary Busey movies that are on Tubi.
So, like, all of them?
So then when it's my turn, I choose Jake Busey movies.
Yes. Actually, we need a Robert Bronzy month, and then you'll actually choose a Charles Bronson.
Choose the Charles Bronson film.
Actually, not to promote this streaming service, because it's different from Tubi, but here on Prime Video Australia, Robert Bronzy's like exorcism movie is on there.
Oh, no way.
Yes way. Exorcist Vengeance, I think it's called.
There is a thing on Tubi called Gary Busey Pet Judge.
Yes.
There's quite a few things with Gary Busey.
So if we want to prove a theory, we'll start doing Suplex Saturday and see how many people rip that off.
I don't know if we could do a Plex show, because I was watching a movie on Plex a few weeks ago, and it was pissing me off because it was Australian Plex, and literally every 10 minutes they showed ads, and it was like 5 ads for like 5 minutes.
The ads on Plex are so much worse.
But that's when the show gets really weird and we just start ripping on the ads, so it might be worth it.
I mean, I watched Mansquito for Junesploitation because it's on Plex, and I think I saw more ad than movie. Uh-oh.
But again, I like how this movie that involves time travel, zombies, and a whole bunch of other stuff, two of the main subplots include a love triangle and old dudes playing baseball.
Those aren't transfers. Those are just union guys.
We're teamsters, yo. You guys aren't doing anything. Are you saying we're not doing anything? Mm-hmm. I want to be a teamster. I can lounge around and do nothing. We're doing something. We're lounging around and doing nothing.
They want a dental plan.
We don't have enough. We've been told we can't film in this area anymore. Back to Charles Band's mansion.
He was just going to shoot one of them, but Union Rules said he had to shoot 5.
Oh, it's Barbara Crampton.
Oh, hello. Wow.
You alright there, babe?
I'm sorry, it's just Barbara Crampton. Meow. See, she is someone who's gotten better and better with age. Real.
Yeah, it's like she didn't.
Stand down, soldier boy.
Hey, my next pick for any celebrity guest we bring on this show is Barbara Crampton. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get her on this show.
Unfortunately, she's too young for the actual soldier boy. Soldier boy likes him 80 and over.
Best show ever.
Oh my god, it really is. I think
one more episode.
I know. I think we need to do just like a boys rewatch show.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Just commentate every episode.
Hello, Tez.
I'll add that to the like 5 other podcasts I'm doing at the minute.
I'll add it to my million. We'll add that.
Yeah, I was going to say, Marcy, there will be like the 1 millionth podcast on this network. Yes.
Imagine if you guys get Suplex Saturday going, it's just in the middle of it's like, movie.
Yes. That gets a scissor.
We all get a scissor.
It's a full moon movie promoting its own one of its own movies in the middle of its movie.
Full Moonception.
The funny thing is the actress that plays his wife is in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This is some multiverse of madness shit right here.
Yeah, forget the bloody Marvel multiverse.
I created the multiverse. Excelsior!
Now, one thing we have to add when we write our Tubi movie, there has to be a part of the movie where the actual actor reads the subtitles under him, yes, under his face.
Yes.
Yes.
Just like in Titanic 2.
Ooh. Who would be cast in our Tubi movie? Because we got to have like actors who at least have appeared multiple times on this show.
Well,
Eric Roberts,
Jeffrey Combs, like, hello.
Yes.
Tim Thomason.
Danny Trejo.
The real LL.
Yes.
I'm not saying your name because she shows up every time.
Yes.
Who else is there? We've had so many movies. Like, this is 72.
Oh, we need that fucking nerd, Ted Raimi, to be in it, too.
Oh, well, yeah, actually, Ted Raimi, yeah, for sure.
Just as a nerd.
Yes.
So himself. Oh, the movie has to be based around Gaiku Kaiju.
Oh, it does.
Yes.
Hashtag all hail Kaiku Kaiju.
Yes. Have a button.
So is Greenworld, like, is this just trying to promote weed, or?
Yes.
Well, yes, world domination through weed, I can get behind that.
Mm.
Drug, it'll make you a trancer.
Mm.
Hey, now.
Why is it that, you know, Aunt LaFleur's ancestor, the young girl, why is she reminding me of Harley Quinn Smith way too much?
I could see it.
Yeah, she could play her in the remake.
Was she a yoga hoser, or is that something else?
Oh, yeah, she was the yoga hoser, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You got a yoga hoser.
I don't mind that movie. Everyone says it's terrible. It is terrible, but I still like it.
If that's ever on Tubi, we'll have to do it one day.
Oh, in a heartbeat. And we'll see if we can get Kevin Smith into it. We probably could.
We probably could if we asked nicely. If not, we'll get him to do a movie that involves weed.
Mm-hmm. Well, to say we're real big fans of his appearance in Another Wolf Cop.
Yes.
James, have you seen Another Wolf Cop yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay, you need to watch that. That's your homework. You will laugh your fucking balls off.
Did they just say your name?
We've almost got...
Need to do Samurai
Cop. They got their first batch.
Is it a small batch or a big batch?
It's like a big batch, actually.
Oh.
This is where they created you, batch.
Yes, spoilers.
This is also where the evil bong came from.
I just want to have, like, a name like Jack Death. It's like a cool name to have.
It's almost as cool as Max Power.
Yes.
No, it's a lot better than his ancestor's name, Philip Death.
Oh, God.
Ugh. That fucking cigarette dangling out of his mouth.
He's my child bride.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
I mean,
well, to be fair,
this kind of feels like a Karate Christmas Miracle with the child sister wife thing.
Yes,
I don't even know what was going on there.
Well, we may or may not be doing the sequel for Christmas this year.
I'm vetoing it right now.
But it's called the Wrestling Christmas Miracle.
Wrestling!
But it doesn't actually have wrestlers.
Wrestling! Yeah, but it's still got wrestling in it.
Oh, what's the movie where it's a priest becomes a wrestler and Roddy Piper's...
Oh, The Saint.
The Saint, yeah.
What was that weird wrestling movie we found on Tubi that time that had Roddy Piper? Was it Body Slam, I think?
Oh,
Body Slam. Yeah.
Body Slam, yes. Yeah. That's a movie that's good for this show.
Yeah.
We're doing all those on all those will be done eventually on the wrestling tapes.
Yes. And we need an invite for specific episodes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yes. Really has to say a lot when Tim Thomason is older than Stan Lee here.
And Tim Thomason was 150 years old.
Exactly.
Damn those edible undies.
Luis Lasser.
Luis. Hello, everyone. It's Luis Lasser again. Has anyone seen my underwears? I think I might have displaced them.
Actually, you're never getting those back.
That damn sexy Richard Lynch, he's gone through my undies drawer again, and it's stealing all my undies. Well, thank goodness for him, I left them there. Well, actually, I left them there for Craven, but clearly Richard Lynch got there first.
Craven says he doesn't want them.
Well, I'm going to send a very special pair to Craven a little bit later, if you understand what I'm getting at. So anyways, I better go buy some new underwear.
underwears, and I'll be right back. See you all later. Bye.
I think I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
He's dry heaving. Craven's dry heaving in the corner.
Jeffrey Combs, like, I mean, this is, you know, Jeffrey Combs is a big star, especially around this period. He's just like background henchman for most of this movie.
Another Jeffrey Combs movie we need to do when it comes on Tubi is Faust, Love of the Dam. Mm.
Ooh.
I don't think I've seen that since like early DVD.
I had that on VHS back in the day.
Oh, maybe I saw
Tim it. Thomason in a pear tree.
What? Random?
He jumped out of a tree.
Is this the 12 Tim Thomasons of Christmas?
On the first day of Christmas, Tim Thomason came to me.
We need to create that song, and then we got to turn that into a Christmas Tubi movie. We got to ring up our friend.
One doll man gun. On the second day of Christmas, Tim Thomerson gave to me.
See, Ryan, if you're listening to this episode right now, we're pitching you the 12 days of Tim Thomerson.
Oh, jeez. And just like that, this show is off the rails.
Oh, was it ever on the rails?
No.
Was it really?
See, this show's been off the rails ever since the very first episode, Monty. So do you like your Tim Thomason jumping out of trees? Well, we have the perfect products for you.
We're at 1 hour, 12 minutes, 29 seconds, just to make sure.
Yes.
And make sure you have your orgasms while you watch Tubi.
Or when Tim Thomason's on screen.
Well, that as well.
And use code FULLMOON for 15% off baby oopsie adult diapers.
Yep. Anyways, we're back at 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 37 seconds. Have a pill.
Wait, is Rabbit now patient?
They committed him. Oh, yeah, no. He's back being a patient.
That's a bit sad.
Yeah, you tell him, Rabbit. Fuck this place.
I gotta go star in another Full Moon movie.
You have to be in all of them. Oh, jeez. They're not holding back now.
That was a little harsh.
It was a little bit.
Surprise, motherfucker.
They took a step to the right, and now they're dead.
Jesus.
It's true. Yeah.
Death is coming.
And it looks like Tim Thomason. Well, she's trying, but she can't shoot for shit. Couldn't they just have walked through the fucking thing instead of opening the door?
Yes. 100%.
Oh, no. Next to that door, they could have just walked in through it.
It's killed Bead.
No, not the weed. Don't fuck up the weed.
He's not my friend anymore. No! He's burning the weed.
Richard Lynch is the hero of this movie. Tim Thomason's the villain now.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, not the weed! No! Oh, man, that's a bomb. That's expensive. That happened to me twice.
Oh, dear.
Fuck.
That must have been good shit, Craven.
I'm very sad he didn't shoot.
Rabbit got shot. It's okay. He gets better.
We can't kill you. You got to start off with Full Moon movies.
Yes. Or it's Earth 2 Rabbit.
The multiverse of Rabbit.
See, why didn't they do this?
We're gonna start. We're gonna go inside that cardboard rocket ship.
But then I won't have to, if I go back, I won't have two wives.
Mm. You only have
five. And they're both hot.
I don't like that.
My wife in the future is the same age as me. I don't want that.
No.
Creepy.
Exciting music.
That's my new favorite subtitle, exciting music. That's my favorite, probably one of my favorite subtitles since the one in You Remember Batch in Bloodbeat, yes. Which was like mystical boing.
Yes.
Save that for the ad.
Yeah. Get you the old mystical boing at Wild Secrets.
For 50% off.
Jack, we want your young wives. Give them to us.
Yeah, he's he needs new underpants to sniff. Bloody hell, Bede.
Give me up, Marcy.
I'm not even trying.
He still has LL's panties right there.
He ain't ever.
It has those the up. LL stitched into it.
Yeah, he ain't giving those up.
Well, I suppose LL will appreciate that somebody in the Tubi cinematic universe appreciates her.
Yeah,
I appreciate you, LL.
You know they're LLs because they're stained red. With wine. Come on.
It's the red wine.
She just dunks it. She doesn't want the white pear. She just dunks it in red wine so she can change it the color red.
And then she doesn't clean them so it doesn't come off. What the
hell? All right, we're going to grow ourselves down to doll size and then we're going to run away.
And now the ending of the remake of Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah. No, it's Night of the Living Death.
Jack Death.
I'm surprised that's not one of the subtitles of these movies.
That's still time. Trances 7, Night of the Living Death.
It's when Jack comes back.
I am well confused, but that's okay.
So how many bullets are in his gun and how many shots is he going to take?
I like how nobody in this movie is firing guns and they don't run out of bullets.
Yeah. Them unable to aim will shoot everybody.
So slow!
Now, it would have made more sense it would have made more sense if they used their, like, the long second.
Oh no.
Jeffrey Combs won't come back, won't be reanimated from that.
Ooh.
File.
This fire like truck looked collected. Like it's made in the 50s, sorry.
I was going to say, I like how Barbara Crampton's like 7th or 8th bill in this movie, and she's just basically a reporter on TV for like 5 seconds.
It was a cameo, really. But it's Barbara Crampton, you'll put her in the credits.
There you go. Look at that throw.
Oh, we didn't even get to see it hit. And you know what? Richard Lynch's character was one day left to retirement.
Knew that was coming.
I have not said it all episode. Had to fit it in.
I was going to say, it's been a while since you said that joke at any point in this episode, Marcy.
I
know, so
I saved it for the right moment. Not like in our Point Break episode. They look really.
They're going to hose down Jack Death. Jack Death's on fire.
So Bede, how do you hose down something on fire?
Oh, God, I don't want to know.
Oh, well, first of all, you get out your big hose. You grab a... You turn it on at the head, and then you just spray everywhere. Keep spraying and spraying and spraying until it covers everything and everything's all wet.
Now, do you have to hold it with one hand or two hands?
Oh, you got to hold it with two hands, you know? You got to hold it because sometimes it might be it's too big and it's too thick. You got to like hold use both hands to spray things down.
I'm okay, I promise.
You knew that was coming the second you saw the host.
Yes, I mean, I did see it coming.
Yeah, it came all over his face.
Ew.
I mean, the ads were building to that moment.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, Alice.
Which is going to be 10 minutes.
He's going to send her back and he's going to stay. Oh.
Damn.
Timey-wimey shit.
Oh. Okay, this kind of makes no sense, but sure.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get one of those Mexican divorces and we'll be fine. Yeah,
apparently. I mean, I have no idea.
Besides, I'm going to bone Helen Hunt, not you.
Can't believe she just bought that lie. I just needed her to get out of here.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I sneezed so hard, I managed to mute myself, but then my headphones flew off. That was a hell of a sneeze. My goodness.
That was a death sneeze.
Oh.
That was a Jack death sneeze.
It was. Oh, my goodness.
Ew, there's a 50-year gauge gap between the two of them.
I know, I'm trying not to look at it, to be fair.
To be fair?
To be fair.
All right, Alice, you'll be replaced by Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
Bede, since you haven't given us any trivia, here's a bit of trivia. The two hobos asking for chili and mustard on their hot dogs are Albert Band and Gordon Hunt, the fathers of Charles Band and Helen Hunt.
Well, pretty much I was going to give trivia in this movie. Basically all the trivia, most of the trivia on this movie is basically about the hobos.
I think the two old ladies were their mothers.
Yes. Oh, I slept through this whole movie. Where's my paycheck? So basically, the entire time this is happening, Jack has been in the past, and his body is still here in the future, just like in a coma.
Yeah. So if he dies in the future, does he die in the past?
I don't know, because I know it's his consciousness goes back into the past, like they send people's consciousness. So does the, if you killed a person in the present, I mean the future, does the consciousness stay in the past where it is?
No, because remember the first one, they iced Whistler in the future, the body?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They send him back to the future at the end, to nothing, because there was nothing to send him back.
Oh, okay, there you go.
I'm glad we have someone who knows what's going on here.
Porn.
Oh, jeez. Did they buy a house?
They did.
They're gonna live in a suburban house.
And then she ran away with Paul Reiser.
That's just the pool house at the back of the mansion.
And that's the end of the movie with soft
Francis
music.
Francis 2. And somehow I did not make a rhythm is a trancer joke throughout this whole episode until now.
Oh my God.
Coming up next on Tubi is Trances. Followed by
And Crash and Bird, the movie that...
Yep.
And Crash and Bird, the movie that was featured in the movie, and Doll Man.
And Trance is 5, and then Doll Man.
I will say this about the, like, what comes up next on Tubi. They do a good job picking movies that basically have some kind of element that was in the movie you were watching.
So if you watch Trances 2, go back to where it started and watch Trances.
Exactly.
If you want to know what's going on, go back to watch Trances.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We don't believe in exactly. doing that on this show.
Then skip ahead to watch Trancher 5, because nobody wants to watch Tranchers 3.
We don't believe in having Trancher 3 on Tubi. Yeah. But yeah, that was our episode.
Yes.
What a blast that was.
Indeed, indeed. And I hope all of our listeners enjoyed this episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And thank you so much, James, for coming on the show and picking this picking this movie to be Batch's pick for this week.
I picked it because I haven't seen it in a long time.
Well, it's a perfect choice for this podcast, and you are absolutely...
I trust this man with my life, and I trust him to pick a non-terrible movie. So.
There you go. Well, you are welcome back anytime, James. So thank you so much for joining us. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thanks. This was fun.
And
gotta do it again.
Yeah, everybody, make sure you check out Batch and James on the Avenging Tales podcast.
Every Monday on the Pop4D Network, however you digest your podcasts. And you can find me on Web Tales every Tuesday.
And also on Tubi Tuesdays. But seeing as we post it on Australian Tuesday morning, it's up on Canadian Monday night. Because, you know, with time zones, it's hard to coordinate when to post a podcast about a day of the week. So,
let alone when you get into time travel like this movie. So
exactly. That's kind of what it's like. But yes, everybody can check us out at supermarcy.com. And you can always look up the Tubi Tuesdays podcast on your podcast player of choice. And you can find all the links to the Super Network, Pop4D, and Tubi Tuesdays related goodness at the link tree, which is linktr.ee/TubiTuesdaysPodcast. And you can find me, if you want to say hi, on Twitter at Super Marcy. And I'm on Letterboxd, so you can check out my long list of all the movies we've done for this podcast on there as well. And that is super_Marcy. And I'll give myself a little plug. I've recently just started, for some reason, playing old games on Twitch. So you can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/supermarcy and see all the weird stuff I get up to, like playing Street Fighter, the movie, the game.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And if people want to find me personally on Twitter, they can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/beadjamine or my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/beadjamine. And of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns.
And I think that's it. So, yeah, make sure you check out Pop4D, Avenging Tales, and Web Tales.
Mm.
Indeed. And we'll see you all next Tuesday, everybody. See everyone. Bye.
Bye.
My name's Jack Death. I'm a trancer hunter from the 21st century. It's been 7 years since I went down the line to old California. Life's been good. I thought I'd singe my last trancer, but nothing lasts forever.
Jack! Vacation's over, Jack. Time to get off your butt and go back to work.
Rabbit, listen to me. I need your help. I'm a special agent on a mission from the future.
I know just how you feel. You're going to be expelled from the Green World community. You know what that means.
Help me, please. I'm on a mission.
Are you who I think you are?
Stillwell. Alice B.
Welcome to old California, Alice. I'm your husband. Jack Death.
Oh, my God, Jack, it is you. The only man I ever had sex with.
Isn't that bad?
Get the activist out on the streets. I want fresh blood.
The Tubi Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.